start off like this.
The, should I say what it is? Do you have another paper?
Okay, this thing goes Yotzei Chir, Tufshin Lamites, Inyane Kriyas Hamayadais. Kriyas Tefer Hamayadais. Alright? Now, he started off with the Gemara in Megillah Daf Lamed Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Bepesach Karin Beparshas Mayadais Shel Teres Kahanim. Alright? So on Pesach, you read the Parshas Hamayadais of Teres Kahanim, it's Parshas Emor. Right? Parshas Emor. In Emma Armor is sure a chesed vayez ki valet. It might be a kick from Mushroom out, you know? In there. Okay. Is a vayikra chof beis. Pasuk chof vav. Chof zayin. Sure a chesed vayez ki valet vahoy yoshivas yom tachas imay. Right? Right. Chof vav. Starts with chof vav. So you lain from there until chamishi. I mean, I'm sorry. Until... Three. That's right. Between Emor and Shabbos also, right. In between Emor and between what do you call it? Ray. Okay. Really, there are three kriyas. The Rav didn't do it in this order, but I think I'll do it in this order because something will make it a little clearer. There are really three kriyas in the Torah. There's, in regard to my item, you have Emor, right? Then you have Pinchos, right? And you have Ray. Why do you have three? Why do you have three parshas in the Torah? And you see, in Emor, you have all of them. In Pinchas, well, again, you have all of them, right? But in Re'eh, you only have three. What's the difference between the three parshas? Why do you have three... first of all, why do you have to have three? Some of them are repeated three times, right? Well, why do you have... what's the reason for the three parshas? Why? The reason is like this. You take a look at Emor. What is Emor really? Emor is right? And the final pasuk clears it up. So what is Re'ei? Oile Regel. Oile Regel. Three parshas in Torah, right? First one, Emor is what? Yisir Malacha. Pinchas, Kabanis. And Re'ei, Dvarim Re'ei, is what? Aliyah L'Regel. Not just haphazardly three parshas, but the three parshas with three separate essences, three concepts. Right? Okay, you got it? All right. That's the basis. So the essence is Kabanis. Good question. Dvarim Yisir Malacha again. Again in Pinchas. Why did I mention it? The Kabbonis, the Machayev of the Kabbonis is the Kaddish Sayyim, not the Yayim. If it would just say, Yuv HaChedesh Shri Becha L'Chedesh, should bring this carbon, so you'd think that the Machayev of the carbon is the Yayim, Yayim Aleph, Shal HaChedesh. I would say, Bachmisha Asar L'Chedesh Azeh, that you should bring the, in Pinchas for instance, Bachmisha Asar Yayim L'Chedesh Azeh Chag, right? If we just say V'chamishu Asar Yom L'Chedesh Hazeh V'kraftam Isha El Hashem Parvan Evakar Shnayim V'Alechot, you would think that the carbon, the Machayev of the carbon is Chamishu Asar Yom Shal Chedesh Nisan. Right? That's not the Machayev. Machayev is Kedush Sayyim. See? So that's why you have Isur Malacha. So Isur Malacha there are there because the Kabbonis make no sense in terms of the day itself, day of the month. The Kabbonis only makes sense in the framework if you have the basis of the Kiddush Yom. It's a good question, Anna. Shlomo. That's right. What does the Mishnah say over here? The Pesach Karin B'Parshas Mayadeh Shel Teres Kahanim. So, what? The whole Parsha is Mayadeh Shel Teres Kahanim. So on Pesach, the Mishnah would lane the Teres Kahanim, which is, which Parsha? Yisuri Malacha of Emor. Right? Okay. Let's go further. Ba'atzeres, what do you do on Shavuos? On Shavuos you read Shiva Shavuos. Where is Shiva Shavuos? That's Ole Regel. Okay? Now, Rosh Hashanah, what do you read? Where do you read Rosh Hashanah? Oh, you only have one choice, really. Except for Pinchas, it's Kabbonis, it's Maftir. But for the actual Kriya, you only have one choice, which is what? Back to Emor. Right? Okay, let's stop there. Now, there's one question that presents itself immediately. Pesach is good because it says Pesach. You read Parshas Moedah Shel Toras Kahanim. That's the whole parsha of Shorech Chesav Ayez Ki Valed. Fine, because you have to have five aliyahs, right? But now take a look at Atzeres. It says you read Shiva Shavuos. Take a look at Shiva Shavuos in Parshas Emor. Boy, it is freezing here. Shiva Shavuos. You read Shiva Shavuos, right? So let's take a look. Shiva Shavuos starts at Pasuk Tes, and it ends at Pasuk Yud Gimel. So you have Tes, Yud, Yud Aleph, Yud Beis. That's four psukim, right? Now, how would you get five aliyahs in four psukim? Problem, huh? Anybody figure it out? Okay. Barosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah, you go, it says B'chodesh Hashvi. You got to go back to Emor, right? Okay, let's go back to Emor. It's three psukim. How are you going to get five aliyahs out of three psukim? Right? That's difficult. Big kasha, huh?
Okay.
So what's the answer? They really mean the whole parsha. If that's the case, so they really mean the whole parsha, so why does the Tana on Pesach, he says, you read parshas ha'akarin, but parshas ha'moyadais, shel teres kahanim, so he says parshas ha'moyadais, right? But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, he says, yuri b'chadish ha'shvi. He should have said, but Rosh Hashanah, karin gamkein. Or he doesn't like gamkein, karin parshas ha'moyadais, shel teres kahanim. Right? You know what I mean? And why did he change to b'chadish ha'shvi? Right? Okay. Good kasha. That's the case that the Tana should refer to it like refer to the other ones. Solid kasha. Okay. Now, let's take a look. Now let's leave this kasha go and let's take a look at something else. The Gemara Megillah says like this. Gemara Megillah says, what are you laying on Shmini Atzeres? Okay? It's the Brisa. Taflamet Aleph Amet Aleph. You know, I was thinking, maybe we can go into another room. It's possible there's a Yom Tov Achron. I don't know if you guys can find it. I have this crazy setup over here. It's like this. Yom Tov Achron. The Lamed Aleph from Aleph. You got it? There's a little Lamed over there. A little Lamed in the Gemara. Yom Tov Achron. Korin Kol HaBchor. Mitzvos V'chukim. U'Bechor. You see that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you don't see it?
Yeah.
Yom Tov Achron is a little Lamed. Rambam's Lamed.
Rambam's
little Lamed over there. Got it? Mitzvos V'chukim U'Bechor. All right?
Yeah.
What is mitzvahs for chukum b'chor? Take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Karan kol b'chor ela shemaschilin aser to aser." But you begin with aser to aser, right? Lefi sheyesh b'osa parsha mitzvahs v'chukos harbe hanoagos b'chag b'osos man shehu's man osif ve'is shani and tzrichin lesof Michael leveson v'oyesh b'osa parsha mitzvahs meiser ani mitzvahs nasein titein a paseach tiftach v'hanek tanek levet ivri. Okay, all those mitzvahs. That's it. So the kitzur, what Rashi says is, you start off with aser to aser. You learn kol abchor, but you don't learn kol abchor like you do when, Pesach. You learn
kol abchor.
Shavuos and Shavuos, right?
Yeah.
But over here, you start from where? From aser to aser. Okay. Now the Rambam and the Rif had a different gears over here. They didn't have the gears of mitzvahs v'chukim. That's an agamara. That's why they held Yelain
Kol
Abchor. I think the Mechaber Paskin is that way, but we're not the other way. We say we start from Aser to Aser. Okay? All right. Okay? Now. Yes. All right. You got it? Start Kol Abchor, start from Aser to Aser. So the Ramban held you start from Kol Abchor. So what's the right way to do it? The right way to do it is that the Kohen, what we do is like this, is that the Kohen that's Eil L'Torah goes straight from the beginning of Aser to Aser, and he stops at the end of Kol Abchor. He doesn't stop in the middle stops. Only in Shabbos he stops in the middle ones. You know what I mean? In other words, take a look. I'll show you. Take a look at Aser to Aser. So Rashi says you start from Chamishi, right?
Yeah.
The Rambam and the Rif say you start from Shvi. You see it? Okay. Now, so what do you do? So we start from Chamishi. But the first, according to the Rambam, where would the first stop be? First stop would be Alor Tishpachana Kamoyim. Right? Just like you do it on the last day Pesach or on Shavuos. Right? Alor Tishpachana Kamoyim. Right? And then you have five. Alor Tishpachana Kamoyim, you break up the rest for four more. Right? So what we do is, we start from Aser to Aser, and the Kohen goes straight through till Alores Tishpachena Kamayim. Why do you do it that way? Why do you do it that way? So why do you do it that way? So he eats both Shitas. According to Rashi, you lay in Aser to Aser. According to the Rambam, so you lay something extra, but at least the Kohen, the oil of the Torah, the Kohen got Kol HaBchor. Because according to the Rambam, since the Kriya is Kol HaBchor, if you're going to read from Aser to Aser Kohen, there's no Kohen. Right? Okay. That's the way you do it. You got it clear? Okay. You're stuck. Can't do this Eitzah, because you'll never be able to make another six over there. So therefore, in Shabbos, you start from Aser to Aser.
Now, where's the Rambam?
Shabbos. Rambam doesn't talk about Shabbos.
Okay.
So on Shabbos it's start from Chamishi Aser to Aser. That's the Kohen. Levi is Miketz Shev Hashanah Tasa Shemita. Right?
Yeah, I think.
Five and two is the end on to work Shalis. That's what you do. The question is, if during the weekdays it's no good to do it that way, why? Because you have to have Kol HaBchor for the Kohen. The Kohen has to be carried Kol HaBchor. What does Shabbos help? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. And also, what are the Rambam doing Shabbos? What are the Rambam doing Shabbos? It's a problem. Okay, you got it?
Yeah.
That's the question. I didn't have to do it that way. So do it that way in the Chol also? As you want. After three Sukkim. You have to know how to do it. Okay. Now, alright. Alright? And now he says like this. He says, in Kriya Sotera, there are two concepts. There's a concept of Inyana. There are two definitions in Kriya Sotera. One is Inyana Diyoma, and one is Sidura Diyoma. Okay? What is Inyana Diyoma? Inyana Diyoma means those psukim that deal exclusively with the same day, the same yomtif that you're in. Okay? Like, if it's Pesach, so the Chodesh Hashri is Inyana Diyoma. See? If it's Sukkos, Chag HaSukkos. Inyana Diyama means those, that parsha that deals exclusively with the Yom Tov that you are presently involved in. You see? Okay? That's Inyana Diyama. What is Sidura Diyama though? Sidura Diyama means the rest of the parsha that you have to lay in order to be mashlim the Minyan Akrim. It's a Minyan Akrim you have, right? Right? Minyan Akrim, Rosh Chodesh 4, Yom Tov 5, Yom Kippur 6, Shabbat 7. So Minyan Akrim is Sidura Diyama. These two terms. Alright. In Yana Diyama is easy to understand. What's in Yana Diyama? Whatever has to, that's it. What is Sidura Diyama? What is Sidura Diyama? What is Sidura Diyama? What's the definition of Sidura Diyama? Well, first question you say is maybe you'll say there's no such thing as Sidura Diyama. Maybe you'll say that all there is in Yana Diyama. But you have to have a certain amount of Kriyam, so you always add as much from wherever, you take from wherever you want. Just add from before, from after, that's it. Right? I'll show you it's not that way. Why? Because the Gemara has a problem with Rosh Chodesh. The Gemara says, what do you do in Rosh Chodesh? Okay, what do you do in Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara says that on Rosh Chodesh, you have to call up four people, right? And where do you start from? You start from Tamidim, Parshas Tamidim, right? Yeah, take a look. In Israel, right? V'amart Olam, it's Korban Elach B'li Yishai, and then you do uvaroshei chodshechem, right? Okay. So what is the inyana diyom of Rosh Chodesh really? Uvaroshei chodshechem. Before has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh, right? But nevertheless, you start from where? From Tzavos Bnei Yisrael, right? Now the Gemara has a problem how you break it up. So the Gemara says there's a big problem how you break it up into four. So we halach is you have to say over the same thing twice, right? So the Gemara is forced to that because there's no other way to do it. But ordinarily, the Gemara doesn't like to repeat things again. Repeating things again is not good. But you have no choice over here, so you have to repeat it, the Gemara says. Okay. Why didn't the Gemara say stuff from the parsha before? Yifkad at Hashem l'kei ruchas chol basar. Yishal eida. Stuff from there, right? Why didn't the Gemara stuff from there? Apparently, you see that you can't just include anything you want in the Kriya. But you can only include in the Kriya that which is qualified in a certain respect. What respect is it qualified in? How is it qualified? It must be related somehow to the Inyana Diyama. Right? Must be related somehow to the Inyan Yoma. See? If it's unrelated completely to the Inyan Yoma, you can't land it. As no Shaychus, you can't land it at all. Right? You got it? Okay. All right. Inyan Yoma is the parsha itself. That has to do with the Yontif itself. Sidur Yoma is that those psukim that are related to the Inyan Yoma. They have a kesher. They have some tie, some connection with the Inyan. But they must stand in a certain relationship. They're not in a relationship, then they're no good. And you can't land there. Right? Okay. All right, that's a clear raya. Clear raya. All right, like this. Taisus and Megillah is on daf. Let me find it. Daf Aleph. Taisus the kasha. See, Taisus the last Taisus on the daf says Kivan the Mishum Kavatayrahu. You see that? And I say, Sakasha, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines on the bottom of my Gemara. Vashem might see him base Sifrei Teres b'chola Shabbosos. I say, Sakasha, why not every Shabbos should take out 2 Sifrei Teres, just like you're doing Yontif? Read the Parsha, and then read of Yom HaShabbos. Right? Yeah. So what does Taisa say? He says, you can't do it, because, he says, only 2 Psukim. So he says, Vashem might see him base Sifrei Teres b'chola Shabbosos, look right over Shnei of Yom HaShabbos, come on, Shabbos, come on, Shabbos, come on, Shabbos, come on, Shabbos, come on, they incur in b'tara pachas megimel psukim. They lahaskal b'parsha lamayla o lasayim b'parsha lamato mishim b'lehav me'inyana shal yom. See? So Taisva says, so you see that Taisva holds also that you can't just add psukim in order to establish, in order to have satisfy the minyan akurim that you need. Now, it has to be somehow related. Sidur the yomas. See, there's two halachas. There's an inyan of inyan diyama, and then one definition is inyan diyama. Next one is sidura diyama. Sidura diyama means it's related to inyan diyama in a specific way. It has to have some relation. If it has no connection, then you can't land it. Right? Is that clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Maft is always karbonis. Mafter and yontif is always karbonis. You can't just land anything. Can't land a chulah shemayin arutz. It says no shachs. Yes. Since Rosh Chodesh is inyan diyama. And Shabbos is is related, so logically, I should say that if we land Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh will be related also.
No,
all right,
not
logical. Why not? Why don't you say, very good. He said, why don't you say, just like you say that in regard to Rosh Chodesh, that you can lay in Tzav, right? You can lay in Tzav. So why don't you lay in Tzav for Shabbos also? Why lay in Tzav for Shabbos also? That's good kasha. That's a good question. I don't know if I can answer that. But let me tell you what the Rav said in regard to why, what the relationship is in specific over here. He said a nice shot. What the relationship is in specific in regard to the, regard to Rosh Chodesh is like this. He says, what's the relationship between Tzav and between Rosh Chodesh? He says, even though the Gemara says, could you be makriv a carbon musaf without a carbon tamid? Same question is, could you daven musaf without chakras? What's the halacha? The halacha, the best way is to try to figure out what you probably think and then use the opposite. Okay? the Mishnah says that ein tmidim ma'akvin es ha-musafin ve'ein musafin ma'akvin es ha-tmidim. It's halacha. One is a ma'akiv the other. Okay. So it would seem that tmidim and musafin are two separate entities. But the Rav said no. He says it's true they're not ma'akiv, but there still is one kiyum of Tmidim and Musafim. Tmidim and Musafim is one. It's true it's not Makev, but when you have them together, it's one kiyum of Tmidim and Musafim. See? That's why he says you could lane the Parshas Tmidim, Parshas Tamid, together with Parshas Rosh Chodesh. Because even though they are possible, one is Makev the other, and you can have carbon and Musaf without carbon Tamid without carbon Musaf. But when you have them together, there is one kiyum established between the two. They're two components. They are individual, and they're also two components of one entity simultaneously. See? It's not a conflict. They're individual entities, and two together compose one entity. So therefore, that's what he means by one kiyum. One kiyum means it's in one sense, it's individual. But the individual component also joins another component and makes up a greater entity with regard to the second kiyum of Tmidim and Musafim. Okay? Go ahead and like this. Excuse me? I'm sorry. Because since there's a kiyum of tmidim and musafim together, so why does Tosfos say that you can't say, it's a good question, why does Tosfos say that you can't say the tmidim and musafim regard the Shabbos? With regard to Shabbos.
Does that mean
Just a second. It's a good kiyum over there with regard to, he doesn't use the word the yam, he uses the term yana the yam. It would seem for some reason that in the maftir you can only have a yana the yam. Maftir you can't have the word the yam. You know what I mean? See? But then it wouldn't be a raya. Then the Rav's raya wouldn't be a raya because he wants to prove there's no thing that the something's through the yama. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But not quite this raya in this case because he wants to prove there's no thing through the yama.
But
Sim Tesis holds, that's not my share. Sim Tesis holds that it's that this maftir, there's no siddur the yama by maftir. It's only in yana the yama. That makes sense. That would take off his raya, but he has a raya anyways from the other gemara. That's good raya. Okay. nice. Very good. Okay. Here, that's a good kasha on the shiro, huh? Good kasha. The raya is no raya. Tesis must hold. Now, in regard to mafti, you can't have any. You never have any yom diem b'mafti. It's right because you don't have any yom diem b'mafti. You only have any yom diem b'mafti. Okay. But anyway, from the first raya, equally, the gemara has a machlekes by Rosh Chodesh, but you can't just add in Parshas. So you see, there's two definitions there in Kriya. One is in Yonah Diyema, and one is Sidur Diyema. Right? Okay. All right. Parshas like this. It says that the question was, what happens on Shabbos? What happens on Shabbos? Tasha was on Shabbos. He start the Kohen from Aser to Aser, right? Aye, the Kohen has to have Kol Abchor. So he says that the Sidur HaDiyama changes on Shabbos. That's what you have to say. Shabbos, the Sidur HaDiyama changes. Same thing with Shabbos Chol HaMoed. On the Chol HaMoed Pesach. You say ordinarily you start off Solachal. But on Chol HaMoed Pesach you start off Re'eya Toimer Elai Halas Amazah. Right?
Yeah.
So you add from before. Right? And it's interesting. He says really Solachal alone you could divide up into seven. But why did it start from Re'eya Toimer Elai Halas Amazah from before? The reason is because the Sidur HaDiyama on Shabbos changes. Why does the Sidur HaDiyama on Shabbos change? Because Shabbos, the reason is because on Shabbos you require more limud. Shabbos requires more limud Torah than Yom Tov. Shabbos requires more limud. If it requires more limud, so you have to include more. So that's why you start off from. So what is considered Sidur HaDiyama with regard to the Yom Tov alone is the Sidur HaDiyama. This is what he's saying. The Sidur HaDiyama is not necessarily exclusively a certain area. It depends upon what the nature of the Mechayev of Limud of that day is. If the Mechayev of Limud of that day is limited, so it only includes this much. If the Mechayev of Limud of that day is more inclusive, so it'll have to include more. So therefore, you start off on Shabbos from Aser to Aser, and the same thing with Shabbos on Pesach, on Chol HaMoed, you have to start with Re'eya Toimer Elai, not just Psol Lecha. You have to start from the beginning, the whole question. Moshe Rabbeinu asked, and then he answered the whole thing. It's not enough to start off with that little bit. On Yom Tov, you don't need that much limud. You just do that much. But on Shabbos, it's more of a Mechayev and Limud. So the Sidur of the Yom expands. It's an expanding Sidur of the Yom. That's what he says. Okay? More limud about Chagasha. It's limud about the mitzvahs that are made during that time and everything. So it's more limud.
No.
More. Right? So even the Rambam would hold, you have to start from Aser to Aser, because since there's more limud, you have to learn more about the Chag. Shabbos demands you learn more. So you have to include even things which are auxiliary to the Chag, you have to include, because limud demands it more thorough, more inclusive. So on Shabbos, the Sidur HaDiyom expands. That's what he says. Okay? Yeah, it's simple. Rashi can't expand because there's nothing more. I mean, if there's more to learn, so Shabbos will include that too. But there's nothing more to learn, so then that's it. You're stuck, right? It's not halacha that you have to learn more on Shabbos. It's halacha that the nature of Shabbos will include things which you wouldn't ordinarily include. But if you included everything already, so that's it. Okay. Bernie likes that. You like that? Come on. Maturgman is because Chris. What is Chris Torah really? It's Talmud Torah. That's what it is. Nothing mystical about it. It's Talmud Torah.
That was next
out of Cohen's or Feliz, not out of Blaze, because that's really Sidura de Omen House. The Cohen's in the right place.
Why that, he says, but really the whole idea of the amount of Aliyahs, like 5 in Yuntif, and 6 in Yom Kippur, and 7 in Shabbos, not just because the Kedusha Yemen regard to Issa Malacha is more Chama. Shabbos, Kedusha Yemen, Issa Malacha is Chayev Skila, and Yom Kippur is Chayev Karas, and Yuntif is Chayev Malkus. So there's different levels in the Issa Malacha, you know that, right? Regard to Yuntif is not Sachama, it's only Malkus, and Yom Kippur is Karas, and Shabbos is Misa, right? But that's not really the main reason why you have 5, 6, and 7 to differentiate between the Kedushas Yom of Issa Malacha. The main reason is because it's the Kedushas Yom of the Chi of Talmud Torah. So Yom Tov is Mechayev and Talmud Torah, Chetzel Lachem and Chetzel Hashem, right? Yom Kippur is Mechayev and Talmud Torah, and Shabbos is Mechayev and Talmud Torah. The reason why you have more Olam is because there's to demonstrate that there's more of a Chi of Talmud Torah. You see? The Olam are in direct relationship to the Chi of Talmud Torah, because what is an Olam Torah really? Olam Torah is Talmud Torah. So that's why they were Masakin, 5 on Yom Tov, there's a Chi of Talmud Torah, but it's not as great a Kiyum as it is on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not a greater Kiyum as it is on Shabbos. And with this, it's an interesting Gemara. Gemara, take a look at Gemara, that's what Gimel and Alpha Megillah. Gemara Megillah says like this. Machlet Chayim. Says like this. Chav Gimel and Alpha, second line. Masnisimon Lorah Shon Lorah Rekiva. The Sanya. The Yom Tov Chamisha. On Yom Tov, you read, call up five Olam. Ubiyom Akipurim Shisha. Ubi Shabbos Shiva. Ein Pochsin Lehem Ein Mosifin Lehem. Divrei Rabbi Yishmoel. So that's the way we do, right? But Rabbi Kiva Amar B'Yomtov Chamisha. Kiva says 5 in Yomtov. Yom Kippur is Shiva. And Shabbos Shisha. You see?
Yeah.
The other way, not the way we do. Alright? Now take a look further in the Gemara. Gemara says like this. Gemara says, Man Tana Laha Desanya. Man Tana Laha Desanya. You have to go down from where the lines get wide. It's about 5 lines up. Man Tana Laha Desanya. Oh, I don't know. My Gemara is a little different.
Yeah,
it's
good.
It's good. Same thing. Man Tana Laha Desanya. B'Yomtov Ma'achrin Lova. Says in Yom Tov, you come to shul a little later. Umemarim lotzeis, and you go out a little earlier. Okay? B'yom Akipurim, Yom Akipurim. So the reason is Rashi is because you have to prepare the Suda, so they come a little later. B'yom Akipurim, Marim Lava. So you come earlier because why? Because there's no Suda. Umemarim lotzeis, and you go, Umemarim lotzeis, and you go out later. Ubishabos, and in Shabbos, Memarim Lava, because everything's prepared. Umemarim lotzeis, and you go out early. The Gemara says, Lema Rabbi Akiva, the Isle Gavri Yasera. So the Gemara says, let's say that this mission is going with Rabbi Akiva, because since he has an extra guy, he went on Yom Kippur, so that's why it says you go out later on Yom Kippur, because he has an extra Gavra, right? And on Shabbos you go out earlier because you're missing one Gavra, right?
Yeah.
Gemara says, no, Afilu Tam Rabbi Shmuel. Even Rabbi Shmuel would agree with this. Why? The Nafish Sidur Diyim, because there's a lot of Tefillos in Yom Kippur. So that's why you go out later on Yom Kippur. So even they go. So the Rabbi asks the question. He says, first of all, he says, how long does one aliyah take? A couple of minutes. So why does the Gemara say that on Yom Kippur is ma'achron latzeis? Because of one aliyah is ma'achron latzeis. And then the Gemara answers. He mentioned that. It's a joke. Yeah, it's a joke. The Mishberos didn't start till what do you call it? Tzeis Yontif, I think, started Mishberos. They didn't do it 3 years ago. Yeah. That's why somehow we're not supposed to do it. It's Tichus, we're all together. Anyways. Things like this, that that's right. But and also, what's the Gemara's teretz? The Gemara answers that no, because there's a big machzor in Yom Kippur. The Gemara didn't know that to begin with. What's going on here? No. So the rest of it, that's not the pshat. So the pshat is like this. He says, according to Rabbi Akiva, that you have an extra oila on Yom Kippur. So really, the chi of Talmud Torah on Yom Kippur is greater than on Shabbos, according to him. He holds that Yom Kippur is more Mechayev and Talmud Torah than Shabbos. So he holds. So since it's more Mechayev and Talmud Torah than Shabbos, so that's the case, so not just that extra Aliyah, but for instance, the Avodas that they did, you used to learn the Avodah, not just say the Avodah, so you should be Ma'acher, you should spend more time learning in Yoni Yom Kippur in Shul. Be Ma'acher more in the Piyutim and in the explanations of the Avodah. You see? Because since you hold this Mechayev and Talmud Torah, so that's why you should be Ma'achar more and learn not just that Oila, but it shows that the day of Yom Kippur is really a day of more of Talmud Torah and Shabbos. So therefore, you should in the davening, in the Seder HaTfilis, you should expand when you come to the areas of Talmud Torah, like the Karbonis, which is areas of Talmud Torah Yom Kippur. You should expand there, so it's going to be Machar and Latzes. It's only a simen. It's a sign. It's not that this is really the Ichor. He says, so the Gemara answers no. Even if I hold like Rabbi Yishmael, that I hold that there's not an extra chiyuv to be Machar in the Limud of Yom Kippur, in the Seder Tfilis of Yom Kippur, but still I'll be Machar in Yom Kippur. Because he holds that it's not, there's no chiyuv in Talmud Torah. But definitely in Tfilah v'Tachnunim, he definitely holds there's a Yom Kippur is longer. Why? Because that's the very machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. The Gemara thought the machlokes in Rabbi Akiva and Yishmael is Rabbi Akiva holds that there's more Talmud Torah in Yom Kippur, Yishmael holds there's less. But the Gemara says no, Rabbi Yishmael holds there's less, true. But he holds that there's more in terms of Tfilah v'Tachnunim, because he holds that the Ikrei Shel Yom is expressed, the Kedusha Yom Yom Kippur is expressed more in Tfilah v'Tachnunim than it is in Talmud Torah. And that's the machlokes in Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael. Is the essence of Yom Kippur expressed in Talmud Torah? Or the essence of Yom Kippur is expressed in Tfilah v'Tachnunim. So that's the Gemara's Havmina, that's the Gemara's Maskana. The Gemara's Havmina was that this Mishnah says Machar and Latzeis must be Rabbi Akiva, since he holds that the Chiyuv is Talmud Torah, right? So therefore you have to learn more. So therefore they'll expand when it comes to that area of the Tfilah that deals with the Halachas of the Yom and the Negei Avodis, right? They'll expand to this, so it'll come out to be Machar and Latzeis. So Gemara says, no, even Rabbi Shmuel doesn't know, you have to expand over there. He'll also be Machron Latzes. Of course, it's not just that he holds that it's not Talmud Torah, but he holds that it's Tfilah Sachem. That's why he holds it's not Talmud Torah. The whole Machlokes to Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel is what is the essence of, how is the Gvishayim expressed in Yom Kippur? Is it through Talmud Torah, or is it through Tfilah Sachnunim? We paskin like Rabbi Shmuel, we don't paskin like Rabbi Akiva. That's why in our Tfilah, the main thing is, we expand in terms of the Tfilah Sachnunim. That's why we're also Machron Latzes. That's the Pshat in the Gemara. Good, huh? Okay. And on Shabbos, the halacha is difference between Shabbos and Yontif. In Yontif, the halacha is you learn the Atchatzais, and then you go out, and then you eat. You learn until Rambam says you get up early in the morning, you learn until Chatzais Hayom, right? Then you daven Mincha, and then you go home. The rest of the day is a Chilush Siyah. On Shabbos, it's not so. On Shabbos, you learn until the Mincha. You learn because the Rav used to be Dorish, the Drush on Shabbos. And Shabbos really today is so different than the way Chazal had it. The whole meaning of Shabbos has changed. They used to have a Drusha, they used to be Dorish. You got the Ram of it? I said Ram. Give me the Ram of it. So you can show them. On Shabbos, Elias. Goes home and eats. Then he goes to the base of Medrash. Yikro v'yishne ara mincha. V'yispal mincha v'acha kach yikva suda shlish shal yayim v'yecho v'yishte atche admaitzei Shabbos. Right? Okay. So, the halacha is like this. The halacha is on Shabbos, it's all day. Shabbos you learn all day practically, right? But there's another halacha. There's an iser, there's an iser to read ksuvim on Shabbos. You're not allowed to read ksuvim from chatzais hayayim until mincha. See? It's halacha. It's an iser. Why? Because that was the time when the Rav would be dorish. And you're not allowed to, and so Shabbos really says, for limud. What is limud? Ksuvim is limud too. Ksuvim if you learn Torah Shabbat. But the Gemara says that ksuvim is not the real, was not the highest limud. The highest form of limud, of course, Torah Shabbat Peh, and you understand. The person who just reads Chumash, also he has a mitzvah. Not the same mitzvah though. The Talmud Torah, understanding, that's the real essence of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So Shabbos was created for real Talmud Torah. So the Rav used to be Doresh from Chatzos on, till Mincha time. So everybody would come to the Beis HaMedrash, that was the day, spend the day Shabbos, whole day in the Beis HaMedrash. So they learn till Mincha, and there was an issa to learn ksuvim at that time, to read ksuvim, because reading ksuvim is not Torah Shabbat Peh. The essential Talmud Torah is Torah Shabbat Peh. So what? It's even today. And from Chatzos, from Chatzos until Mincha, you're not allowed to learn ksuvim, read ksuvim. When do you say till him again? If from Mincha on. Why from Mincha on? Because Avelusa Shemosh Rabbeinu. That's right. Halacha is that you don't. There's an issur. The halacha is that Talmud Chacham Shemeis Beis Hamedrash Bottle. So we always remember the Avelusa Shel Moshe Rabbeinu every Shabbos after Mincha. That's why you're not supposed to learn. Then you can say Tillim.
Thanks, Tom. But you're not supposed to learn.
Well, if you're not supposed to learn.
Well, if you're not supposed to learn, then you have a chiv talmud Torah, so you have to say Tom. Okay. It's like in Voloshin, it wouldn't be no Tarsh Bapeh after Mechal. Okay. No, we got a Talmud Torah on Tisha B'Av the same as any other day. Okay. Right? All right. So why do you bring that in? To show you that on Shabbos, the Talmud Torah on Shabbos is on a higher level. There's no Isser of reading Ksuvim on Yontif. See? Only on Shabbos. Okay. All right. Now, it's in the Mishnah. Right? Okay. Why is it that insofar as Pesach is concerned, it says that you read what? You read Parshas HaMoedos in Amor, Shor Echesev, but when it came to Atzeres, he only mentions and Rosh Hashanah. Atzeres, he doesn't mention also, and Atzeres doesn't mention all Parsha, Kol Abchor, and on Rosh Hashanah, when you go back to Amor, to Shor Echesev, he just mentions the Vachodesh Shvi, right? He doesn't mention the rest of the Parsha. What happened to the rest of the Parsha? What's the answer? The answer is like this. The answer is that insofar as there's two terms here we have. We have Inyana Diyoma and Sidura Diyoma. In regard to Pesach, what's the Inyana Diyoma? What's the Inyana Diyoma?
All
the morning. In regard to Rosh, in regard to Shavuos, what's the Inyana Diyoma? Shiva Shavuos. Why do you lay the rest? Sidura Diyoma. Right? Sidura Diyoma. And the same thing with regard to Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, what is in Yom Diyoma? What is in Yom Diyoma? Rosh Hashanah. What's Sidura Diyoma? The rest of the Parsha. So that's why the Mishnah only speaks in terms of in Yom Diyoma. The Mishnah isn't. The Mishnah expresses itself in terms of in Yom Diyoma. So that's why. That's why, in regard to Pesach, what's the Inyan of the Yom? The whole Parsha. So it says Parsha Samoados. In regard to Rosh Hashanah, what's the Inyan of the Yom? V'chodesh Shvi. In regard to Shavuos, Shiva Shavuos Tispolah.
So it's like...
Right. Right. So that's why, that explains why the Mishnah used different terms. Now, the only question we have is what? Why is it? This is the big question. Why is it that with regard to Pesach, what's the Inyan of Yoma? Everything. With regard to Shavuos and Rosh Hashanah, it's what? What is the Inyan of Yoma? The entire Parsha. In regard to Shavuos, only Shiva Shavuos. In regard to Rosh Hashanah, only Uvachar Shvi. In regard to Yom Kippur, Achremais. Okay, Yom Kippur Achremais. It's one parsha, right? The question, of course, really is, learn where? I mentioned, I left that yesterday from the shiur. I don't want to get too sidetracked, but I want to mention it to you. One was a raya that he has that tmidim umusafim is one kiyum. Even though the halacha is that musaf is not makif shachris, tamid shal shachris. Tamid is not makif musaf. So it's separate entities, but he said, nevertheless, when you have them together, there is one kiyum of Talmud and Musaf. Alright? He has a raya like this. Because when you daven a Rosh Hashanah, you say like this. You say the Kabbanis, right? And then you say, Milvar oila sachodesh umin chaso, va oila satamud umin chaso, and then you say, Shnei sirim lachaper, Shnei smidim kil chaso. Okay? What does it mean, Milvar oila sachodesh umin chaso means? Besides what? Besides the oila of Rosh Chodesh. Because it's Rosh Hashanah is also Rosh Chodesh, right? Voilat HaTamidu Menchasa means the Tamidu Shnei Tamidu Tamid Shal Shach HaTash Ben Abayim, right? So that you mock of every day of the year, right? Okay. Then you say Shnei Simidim Mechapa, and then it says Shnei Simidim Kilchasam. The question is, why do you have to say Shnei Simidim Kilchasam? You said already Mavad Olas HaTamid. Olas HaTamid means it's two Tamidim. So Rav Chaim would not say the last one. He wouldn't say Shnei Simidim Kilchasam. You still skip it.
In the Tefillah?
No, in the Tefillah. In the Tefillah. Do you want to see where it is in the... You want to get a Siddur? I'll show you where it is in the Siddur. It's in the Siddur in Musaf, right after the Psukim. You know, in every Musaf, you always have the Psukim over there. Right after the Psukim. So you say, Mechasa Kenna Lewish Lesson, the whole business over there, right? After the Psukim. Melvad Olas HaChodesh, Melchasa, Olas HaChodesh, Viniskem kemishpatam. Olo, right? Left it out. Because extra words in Tefillah, you know what I have? Oh. But Ramah has it. Ramah does have it. The Kolbay was the one that took it out first. The Kolbay took it out. Rav Chaim agreed with the Kolbay. Now, why does the Ramah have it, though? It's a repetition. So the Rav said, the reason is because there's two kiyumim. There's a kiyum of Tamid with the Muslim. That's the first one. The second one is Shnei Smidim, the separate kiyum of Tamid per se. So that's why I mentioned both. First one is a kiyum of Tamid and Musaf together. Then you say Shnei Smidim, that's a separate kiyum of Tamidim per se. You see? That's the way, that's why the Ramah has it in there. Okay. So you see from that, so he says, right, that there's a kiyum of Tamid and Musaf. That's one thing I want to mention. Second thing I want to mention was somebody asked about the Bizman Hazeh in regard to the Issur of Ksuvim. The Rambam, it's in the Rambam, Perek Chof Gimel, Alach Yates, and Alach Shabbos. So he says the Issur is Bizman Beis HaMedrash. Bizman Beis HaMedrash. There's a Gemara over there in Gemara Shabbos. So Bizman Beis HaMedrash. So would the Issur be Bizman Hazeh? It seems from the realm of the Isser is Bismanazah. If there's a shear, there's a base of medrash, then there's a shear, so it'll be us Bismanazah too. Likre Spiksuim. Okay? What? It's supposed to be the day of prohibition. So I don't know what the positive aspect of the day is. The whole purpose of all these Sir Malachas for a positive aspect, that's positive Kiyam, was a day of Talmud Torah. So they used to have, if they used to eat, they used to come back and the Godla ear would give it drusha and they'd sit and learn. So that's why they weren't allowed to read Ksuvim. Because during that time, Ksuvim is Bittul Beis HaMedrash. So, because Ksuvim is just like, he's just reading it superficially, he understands it superficially. So that was the whole Torah Shabbos. But Mazeh, they don't have it. They talk about how bad it is. The Chayim talk about it. And they talk about it. Bach mentions that, it's very bad for a Rav to be Doresh. He said, to be Doresh Psukim and just, apparently used to try to show, the rabbanim used to try to show how sharp they were. From one pasuk, they could bring out 40 things, you know, different types of drushes, you know, nice drushes. They say that that's usher, because Shabbos was made to learn Hilchas Shabbos. Hilchas Chag B'Chag, Hilchas Shabbos B'Shabbos. You have to learn Hilchas Shabbos. It was designated for halacha of limud, essentially for limud halacha. It's Hilchas Shabbos. That's what it's really designated for, halacha. And, of course, it's also for the hamon, form shemosh chenes alev. You know, things that make them Moshe Chazalev to do tshuva, people that came on level for halacha, you know, so for Moshe Chazalev is also good. But just, he says, just for the Rav to show how smart he is with his drushes, he says it's a bittul zman. So he said, but kal v'chomer, I mean, people to go take walks and things. Like, that was like outlandish. Shabbos, go for walks, wasn't it? The purpose of Shabbos is for Talmud Torah. Purpose. So, really, maybe it's in, like, funny, most yeshivas, you have a Seder all week long, you know, a Seder on Shabbos. Seder should be really on Shabbos. That should be the Ikar Seder. All these Shabbos should be packed every Shabbos. The purpose of Shabbos. It's really the purpose of Shabbos. Talmud Torah and it's Kiyum Shabbos. It's the purpose of Kiyum Shabbos. Different levels. Through Chachma is the highest level of Kiyum Shabbos. That's what Shabbos is for. The Rav mentioned that the Gra had a minig that he used to be called, he used to have himself called up whenever possible to the Aliyah that was in Yom HaDiyama. Apparently he held that there was some type of additional kiyum in the Yom HaDiyama was better than the Sidur HaDiyama. That was his minute. Whenever it was possible, so it was Yisrael, so he couldn't be called up for the, if it's in the beginning of Parsha, it wouldn't work. Okay? Alright. Now let's continue. I understand that, Groh. Why? But you see that the difference between the Yom HaDiyama and the Sidur HaDiyama there. You know what I mean? We don't quite understand why the Gro is mapped on this Aliyah earlier. But you see the difference between the Yom HaDiyama and the Sidur HaDiyama. Okay. Now he says, so the question once again is, why is it that in regard to Sukkot and Pesach, in Yom HaDiyama is all Parsha. In regard to Shavuos Rosh Hashanah, it's only the specific Pesukim that are related to those Mitzvayim. Now, he says like this. He says, in Kriyas HaTorah, how many Kiyumim do they have in Kriyas HaTorah? He says, three. One, he said, is a kiyum of simcha. What's kiyum of simcha? Pikudei Hashem Yisrael Masamach Elev. But the simcha is to learn those mitzvahs hayyim
that are mashlim the simchas hayayin. Those mitzvahs that are mashlim the simchas hayayin. Alright. So why, this is what the Rav said. Why, I don't know why it was necessary to introduce the concept of simcha. Simply you could say that the mitzvah is, the kiyum is to read mitzvah sayayim. What he calls it simcha. What? Mitzvah sayayim. The mitzvah of Moshe Rabbeinu was a sakin in every chag, l'lmoid kol mitzvah sachag b'chag. So one is mitzvah sachag b'chag. That's one kiyum, right? Alright. One kiyum is mitzvah sachag b'chag. Alright. And next, the second kiyum is, Rav Amram Goyen says, that why do they bring out the second, the Sefer Torah on Yontif, and they read from the Maftir? Because of the kiyum of Neshama Parmas Faseinu. Everybody familiar what Neshama Parmas Faseinu is?
No.
Neshama Parmas Faseinu is like this, that there's two ways to be Makrif Kabanis. One way to be Makrif Kabanis is actual Hakrava. But there's another way to be Makrif Kabanis, through learning Kabanis. Learning Kabbalah is a very important thing. That's why in the Tfilis, in the Siddur, always have in the beginning before everybody skips it, but the beginning have the Kabbalah. Big thing. Learning Kabbalah is a very big thing. But you have to, if you read those, that area of Kabbalah, if you read it through, it's worthless. You have to really understand the Mishnayos that you're learning. Otherwise, there's no value. So, it's not, because if you read Tarshu B'Ksav, you have a mitzvah even though you don't understand it. But Tarshu B'Pe, you have no mitzvah at all if you don't understand it. Just read it. It's worthless. Okay. So, the Kabbalah is a kiyum, learning limud kabbonis is a kiyum. So it's not, because if you read Tarshu B'Ksav, you have a mitzvah even though you don't understand it. But Tarshu B'Pe, you have no mitzvah at all if you don't understand it. Just read it. It's worthless. Okay. So the kabbonis is a kiyum, learning limud kabbonis is a kiyum of neshama parm sfaseno. Right? That's why the Gemara said that tefillos today, there's two kiyum in tefillah. One kiyum in tefillah is tachnunim, when you pray to God, you ask God for certain things. Second kiyum in tefillah is a kiyum of korban. The Gemara says that they were masada them connected to tamidim, same as man, shachris, mincha, and mara for the, what do you call it, for,
parting of the
year. Shachris faseinu means the ideas of kabbalis. You don't have to banish. The whole purpose of kabbalis, of course, philosophically, the purpose of kabbalis, every action is to lead to an idea. So the action actually lends itself as a better medium. See, so you have the action, you have to do the mitzvah. The mitzvah is the highest, the better medium. But you don't have that. Neshama parnas vasein. It's a pasuk. So amira, verbalization, intellectual verbalization, is a key of kabbalis. All right. So therefore, he says, Rav Amram Goyen says, that there's a kiyum of neshama parmas faseinu. That's why we say that in Musaf, you say the kabbonis hayim. You say if you read from Pinchas. Why read from Pinchas? The Gemara doesn't say, the Mishnah doesn't say read from Pinchas. But he says the reason why I read from Pinchas is because neshama parmas faseinu. Okay. Now, get me a sitter. You got a sitter? I need a sitter. Chatainu. Right? Mitnei chatainu. So you say, Yisum chanecha Hashem al-Kem kelesen yimach rachamon shetosh was rachim oleinu. Baal medoshcha brachnecha rabim sesneam meheiros gadol kevaydoi. Avim akene galik vay malchus kolein mehero vay fa avina se lein lein kochoi avim tzina chaburino et lein mes migdashcha besum chaser lam. So you're asking for a return of the migdash and the kabbanis, right? Then you take a look again later. It says lekenu kol sein melach rachman rachem aleinu shuva eleinu b'amoyin rachamecha b'glal avish asa senecha b'nei v'eschak kvatchilo v'chenu v'yosham v'chaynoi v'samchem v'sikunoi v'ashef kenom v'vaydasum v'vim v'shirim v'zimram v'ashef v'shirim v'zimram. Same exact thing again. Repetition. Right? Just like over here. Same thing. What's the repetition for? So he said like this. He says, there are two karbonis, there are two neshama parnas faseinos. The first neshama parnas faseinu is the neshama parnas faseinu of karbonis hatzibur. See, it's karbonis hatzibur. That's a specific karbonis that they were makriv on those days. See? But the second one is the karbonis yochid, aliyah l'regel. See, aliyah l'regel involves certain karbonis. Karbon ria, you have karbon chagiga, karbon simcha, right? So the karbonis that every yochid had to bring when he was aliyah l'regel, right? So there's two, really, in Philly you have two neshama parnas faseinu. The main neshama, see, it's two neshama parnas faseinu. One is the karbonis hatzibur, and the other neshama parnas faseinu is the karbonis that every yochid would bring. Right? Okay. So in tefillah, everybody agrees that there's neshama parnas faseinu.
Rav Amram Goyen said not only in Tefillah's Neshama Kohen Sfaseinu, but also in Kriya Satera. See? That was a new Chiddush that Rav Amram Goyen brought up. That Neshama Kohen Sfaseinu works in Kriya Satera too. Tefillah, the Gemara, everybody holds. The Neshama Kohen Sfaseinu. Okay. Now, there's two Neshama Kohen Sfaseinu. One is Tzibur, Kabbanah Tzibur, the other one is Karban Yachid. Okay? Following? Alright. Is that the halacha is that a person forgets Yalav Yavah at night time, what's the halacha? Why not? Rosh Chodesh. He was a chetz of Rosh Chodesh. But the chiyuv is saying chiyuv tefillah, so if you didn't say, you have to say it over again. Yeah, so the thing is that the Gemara says, because ain't mekachin is a chodesh b'layla. You're not mekadesh Rosh Chodesh. Bezin is mekadesh Rosh Chodesh at night time. Bezin is in the daytime. Question is, what does it have to do with Yalav Yavah? Let's go to it. Funny Gemara, right? Oh, so the Rav says like this. He says, the halacha is, the Tosefta says in Sanhedrin, that when Bezin is Mekadosh Techedosh, the Mekadosh Techedosh on a T'nai, that Rav HaTzibur will be Mekabel. On a T'nai, on a condition. When Bezin is Mekadosh Techedosh, when the Ma'abra the Shana, the Mishnah says, Tosefta says, so the Ma'abra the Shana on a condition that Klal Yisrael will accept it. So therefore it says like this. He says that the Bezin, that whenever Bezin is Mekadosh Techedosh, it has to be accepted by Klal Yisrael. That's why I say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim, not Mekadosh Bezin Vazmanim. Because all Yisrael have to be Mekadosh. How do all Yisrael accept it? When they're Noyheg, the moment they're Noyheg, the Hilchais of that Yontif, so they're accepting it. Right? That's acceptance. Okay. So really the Kviyas Ma'adim is initiated by Bezin, but it's consummated through Klal Yisrael. Okay? Dan Hog of Klal Yisrael. That's what he holds. Alright? Now. Alright, you understand what I mean? It's initiated through the Bezin, but it's really consummated through the acceptance of Klal Yisrael. With a Noye Gyanter. So he says like this. He says, that's the same thing with Yalav Yavai and Rosh Chodesh. When they say Yalav Yavai, it's a kiyum of Kviyas HaChodesh. Yalav Yavai. Everybody says Yalav Yavai, so they all accept the Rosh Chodesh. So they are mashlim, the Bezdin's initiation of the designation of the Chodesh. Right? Okay. So therefore, if you forget it at night time, you're not Chodesh. Why? Because there's no Kviyas HaChodesh, there's no Kachas HaChodesh B'Layla. So therefore, the Mechayev is Kviyas HaChodesh. So if there's no Kviyas HaChodesh, so therefore, you don't have to go back, you don't have to say it over again.
Why?
Apparently it's like this, I know. Why do you say it all together, HaTfilah? You see? Apparently the Yalav Yavai has, there's two kiyum in Yalav Yavai. There's a kiyum in Yalav Yavai that is the day of Rosh Chodesh, and there's a kiyum of Kriyas HaChodesh too. See, Yalav Yavai is kiyum. Of course, otherwise, on the contrary, if once you say it once, you do Kriyas HaChodesh, or we have to say it again for. Right? Ah. So the, ah. But you're not Chodesh unless what? Unless you're missing the Kriyas HaChodesh, that's when you're Chodesh. If you're not missing it, if you're missing it b'taras kviyas achedesh, then you have to be chayzer. If you're not missing it b'taras kviyas achedesh, then there's no chayzer to be chayzer. Okay.
So
the kviyas achedesh is never tefillah. Kviyas achedesh except ma'ariv, because I'm a kashan is chayzer b'layla. But kviyas achedesh, even I did it this morning, doesn't matter. It's still every tefillah. That's the way they own the socket. And every tefillah is kviyas achedesh. Okay. Yeah. This. Now the Rav wants to extend it. He wants to say like this. That's an interesting thing, but the pasuk Vayedaber Moishes Moedei Adashem al Bnei Yisrael, that pasuk is brought in two places. And one place is brought that Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakim Kriyas HaTorah, Likreis Chag B'Chag, all halachis after the third days for Pesach, after the Pesach, on Pesach, Chag B'Chag. And the other place it's brought in so is Vayedaber Moishes Moedei Adashem al Bnei Yisrael. In Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara uses it insofar as Kviyas. As far as Kviyas Ma'adim is concerned, that Bezin is Kaveh Ma'adim. Adab and Moshe Smoedim and Hashem B'nai Yisrael, the Gemara goes out from there, that Bezin is Kaveh Ma'adim. Okay. She says, what's the common denominator between these two Lamudim? Between these two Lamudim? Sound like two extraneous Lamudim, right? So he said that he wanted to say that the Kiyum of Kriyas HaTorah, that Moshe Rabbeinu was Misakeh, on every Chag, is a Kiyum of Kviyas Ma'adim also. The kiyum of Kriyas Ma'adim also. Really, the pasuk speaking about Kriyas Ma'adim. But when Moshe Rabbeinu is in Kriyas HaTorah, is besides the kiyum of Limud Chag B'Chag, but the Limud Chag B'Chag has a kiyum also of Kriyas Ma'adim. So when they lay in the Torah on Yontif. They learn about that Yontif. So what are they doing actually? It's Kfiyas Ma'adam. It's an acceptance of the Kfiyas Ma'adam all day class. And not only is Yalav Yavai Kfiyas Ma'adam, but Kfiyas Atera also is Kfiyas Ma'adam. Okay? So therefore, how many Kiyumim do you have in Kfiyas Atera? You have one, you have Hilchais Chag B'Chag, right? Two, Neshama Parnas Vaseinu. And three, Kfiyas Ma'adam. Okay? Just remember that. Three Kiyumim. Okay? Alright. In Kriya Satara, let me break down. Nisham Parnas Vaseinu in Kriya Satara, what do you have? Nisham Parnas Vaseinu you have in Pinchas, right? The Maftir. That's, of course, that's what Ramram Goyen says, right? But then you have it again. What do you have it again? You have it again in Re'eh. Because in Re'eh, he's speaking about Aliyah L'Regel. So Aliyah L'Regel is Kabbanas Yochid. That's like Elokeinu Kaseinu, Melech Rachman Rachem Aleinu, Shuv Aleinu Rachman Rachem Mechad, the whole business, going back to the regular Kabbanas Yochid. So therefore, let's look at it this way. Shorah Chesef really is what? What is Shorah? Pinchas is what? What's the kingdom of Pinchas? The Shampan Svesainu of Kabbanas Sibor. It's also, of course, Hilchus Regal. Right? Hilchus Regal. Okay. And Hilchus Regal. Okay, stop there. That's it. Now, then you have then in Kol and Re'eh, what is Re'eh? You have the Shampan Sasenu of Yachid, right? And also Hilchus Regal. Okay, let's take a look at Emor. What's an Emor? Emor is Eila Moed Hashem, Vaydav Hashem, Vaydav Moed Hashem in Israel, right? So that's what that's Moedim, right? That's Kfiyas Ma'adim. So over there you have Kfiyas Ma'adim, a Kiyum of Kfiyas Ma'adim, and what else do you have? And you have a Kiyum of learning Hilchais Chag B'Chag, right? Over there there's no Kiyum of what? Of the Kabbanas, of the Shampar Sosano. Okay? You don't have to have all of them simultaneously.
What
Ashraf Ma'adim, Eila Moed Ed Hashem. That's the Kfiyas. Kfiyas Ma'adim is Eila Moed Vaydaber Moshias Moed Ed Hashem in Israel. That's Kfiyas Ma'adim. Okay? All right. That's all right. Now that's it. Okay. Rambam says, I guess the Rambam holds that how many mitzvahs are there? You have to keep Yontif. You have to keep Pesach, right? Now I'll do Melacha on Pesach.
Right, yeah.
Now I'll do Melacha on Sukkos. Now I'll do Melacha on Shavuos. How many mitzvahs is that?
Three.
Every Yontif is a different mitzvah, right? Okay. Now I'll give you another Melacha. You want Chazor? I'll start. Okay. Again, the Isur Malacha on Pesach and Sukkot are two separate mitzvahs. What about Aliyah L'Regel? You have to be Aliyah L'Regel on Pesach. You have to be Aliyah L'Regel on Shavuos. You have to be Aliyah L'Regel on Sukkot. How many mitzvahs?
One mitzvah. One.
Right. One mitzvah.
Right.
Ram counts as one mitzvah.
Where?
So many of them are separate mitzvahs.
Which one it is?
I'll find it for you later.
It's
one
mitzvah.
It's one mitzvah. Right. Question is why? Of course, you see that. What does he hold in regard to the Isser of doing Malach on Yantif? That every Yantif has a separate Kedusha Yom, separate Kedusha Yom, right? Separate Kedusha Yom. So it's not one Kedusha Yom they're not allowed to violate, which appears at three different intervals. But it's three separate Kedusha Yoms, right? But over here, in regard to Aliyah L'Regel, apparently it's one Kedusha Yom for Aliyah L'Regel. It's one mitzvah. It's one. In so far as Aliyah L'Regel is concerned, Yontif Shira is one Kedusha Yom. Okay. All right. It's one Kedusha Yom. Okay. Hold on, sir. It's one Kedusha Yom. So therefore, you see that the Ma'adim are really one unit. And so far as Aliyah L'Regel is concerned, Ma'adim are one unit. I'll show you another thing that Ma'adim are one unit. He has another right. Ma'adim are one unit. The halach is that there's a seder to Ma'adim in regard to Bal Ta'acher. What's the Seder? Pesach is Bal Ta'acher. If a person says he's going to bring a carbon, so he has three regalim to bring it in. Now you have three. Now which three regalim will you start? Machlekes and Gemara. We pass in Pesach, Shavuos and Sukkos. See? So you see that the Ma'adim, if there's a Seder L'Ma'adim. The Seder L'Ma'adim shows that the Ma'adim are tied together. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So he says, based upon those two reasons, the fact that there's a Seder L'Ma'adim, Ma'adim are tied together, and also the fact that Ma'adim are considered one as far as Aliyah L'Regel, is one Kedusha Yom, so you see that Ma'adim are really what? One entity. Okay? That's why, when you speak about Kfiyas Ma'adim, if you speak about Kfiya of one Ma'ad, you have to mention the other two also. Because one without the other two is nothing. Okay? There's one entity of Mayadim. There's an organization of Mayadim. So Pesach doesn't exist without Shavuos and without Sukkah. Sukkah doesn't exist without Pesach. You can't have one without the other. So this is a specific Seder. One is the mark of the other. So therefore, it's one unit, one entity, right? Now, since it's one unit, one entity, so Kviyas Mayadim has to relate to all three. See? Okay? Kviyas Mayadim has to relate to all three. All right? All right. Now let's understand. Now we'll understand the Kriyas. Let's take a look. On Sukkot, what do you read? On Sukkot, Pesach, what do you read? Elamayde, you read an Emor. Shorachesed is what? It's Kviyas Mayadim. Kviyas Mayadim is all three. So since all three are one unit, so therefore the whole parsha is in Yonah de Yoma. Right? Okay. Sukkot, you read again, Shari Chesev, it's all in Yonah de Yoma. But what about Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah, it says only Bachodesh Hashvi. Why Rosh Hashanah only Bachodesh Hashvi? It's not one of the regalim. It's not one of the regalim. What about Shavuos? Shavuos also you read where? You read Kol Abchor. Kol Abchor is what? It's not a Kiyum of Kriyas Mayadim. Since it's not a Kiyum of Kriyas Mayadim, so therefore what? So therefore, it's not a Kiyum of Kriyas Mayadim. So therefore what? Kriyas Mayadim is from Amor. So therefore only one. That's therefore only one. Okay? No, because only one, because in Sephardis, Nishalma Parnash Vaseinu is the only one that relates is what? Is the one that's your specific Chag. Nishalma Parnash Vaseinu can't be the other Chag. Nishalma Parnash Vaseinu is only, is a separate mitzvah. See? Right? Okay.
Hold on.
The Kriya on Shavuos is
not a
Kriya.
It's not a Kriya.
Kol Abchor. Kol Abchor is not Kriya Smo'adim. If it's not Kriya Smo'adim, so then you're only interested in the specific day.
Oh.
In the specific carbon, the Shalom Pasha Seder that you were doing that day. Right? Okay. So therefore, it's only Shavuos. Alright? Okay. Now, Agav Orcha, he mentioned like this. Agav Orcha, he mentioned something else. I mentioned something else. He said that he one time met the Teretz Mima. Teretz Mima asked him a good kasha. Says Teretz Mima asked the Rebbe a good kasha. So he asked him, why is it that you say Mekadosh Shov Azmanim and you don't say Mekadosh Shov Chag Pesach, Mekadosh Shov Chag Sukkos, right? Chag Shavuos. Why Mekadosh Shov Azmanim? So that's Teretz Mima's kasha. Good kasha, huh? So Teretz Mima said, he said he had a very fast head of Teretz Mima, so he said that's what it means really. When the Gemara says Vazmanim, it means each man, you should really say what it is. So the Rav brought him a couple of rides against it. But anyways, the Rav never said, he never really understood why you don't do it that way. Actually, in Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, you do it that way. Kashel Yom Zikaron and Yom Kippur, right? But on the... Start off with Musaf, right? Let's take Musaf, right? So you start off with Ato V'chartano, right? Then you say, V'titun Lo Hashem L'kenu B'Avo, right? Mayadon Simcha Chagas Musaf, Mikra Kodesh, Yisayim, whatever it is, Mikra Kodesh. What does Mikra Kodesh mean? Mikra Kodesh means Issa Malacha. That's Mikra Kodesh. So he says, since V'titun Lo is Issa Malacha, Issa Malacha is in specific. That's why you have to mention the specific Chag, because it's a separate mitzvah. Chag HaMatzis, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukkos, separate. Okay. Then you go on to the Kabbonis, you also mention. Why in the Kabbonis you mention? Because Kabbonis is also specific mitzvahs, so specific Kabbonis, right? Ah. He says, but then when you come to Vahasienu already is what? Hasienu already is referring to the Regolim in general. How do you know it's referring to Regolim in general? Well, it says, it's Birkos, Hasienu is Birkos Mayadecha. Birkos Mayadim is only found in Re'eh. See, Birkos Ma'am is only found in Re'ei. Since Birkos Ma'am is only found in Re'ei, Re'ei, of course, is a Lila Regal. It's a Lila Regal. So Lila Regal is where the three are one Chefetz Shel Mitzvah. So Yamashlim with that, that's how Yamashlim the Bracha. So that's why I say Mekadosh Shel Vazmanim. Can't say the specific Yom anymore. Because insofar as Lila Regal is concerned, all three are one Chefetz. All three are one Kedusha Sayyam. That's why it is that way. Okay? Alrighty. Lila Regal. Okay? Alright? So let's review once more. You have, insofar as, what do you lean on Pesach? On Pesach, you lean what? Emor. What's an Emor? Kviyas Mayadim. Kviyas Mayadim, it's all one unit. So it's Kviyas Mayadim. On Shavuos, of course, on Shavuos, and Rosh Hashanah Elaine, I'm sorry, Rosh Hashanah Elaine Nemar too, but in Rosh Hashanah it's not Mayadim. What is Rosh Hashanah? Rosh Hashanah is separate. So therefore, the only thing that has a shaykhis as a yom of the yom is that the lachadish yibach lachadish, right? But you have to lay in the rest because you haven't got enough oil. See? But on now, on Shavuos, what are you laying? Kol Abchor. In Kol Abchor, what is the, Kol Abchor is not a keem of Chiyas Ma'adim. What is Kol Abchor? It's an individual keem of Neshama Parnas Faseinu and Hilchas Achad. Neshama Parnas Faseinu is what? Is only insofar as the specific carbon that you would bring. Very good. It's a funny thing that the parsha that you lane is Elias Aregel, and the parsha is Elias Aregel is really the parsha which defines it as one unit. You see, but nevertheless you're not laning it, but teras. That's not the purpose of you laning it. See, you're laning it. The Shalom parsha is a specific carbonis that you should have brought. See. What bothers me though is the kabbanis said it's only one mitzvah to bring those kabbanis. Yeah. Alright, whatever it is. Alright. That's what it is. I'm not going to go any further than that. You know what I mean? Because it's only one mitzvah to bring those kabbanis. So that should be also one. Just like Fias, Mara should be one. So this should certainly be one. That's the way it is. Okay. Now. Alright, now it's like this. That's the only sticky point over there. Because actually you're laning it to terrace what? The terrace, the Elaregel, right? Terrace the kabbanis that I should bring as an El Lerego, right? But the kabbanis that I should bring as an El Lerego should really have a shaykhus to the other one mitzvah. In terms of Kfiyas Ma'adam, he wants to say it's one, so here also that's what he says. Okay, he says if you lay any with Terrace the Shalom Parnas Faseinu, it's only the specific carbon that I would bring today. It's only the specific carbon that I would bring today. Only has a shaykhus to that one day. In other words, you know, you understand what I mean? I'm laying it b'teres neshama parnas faseinu. It's not the mitzvah of a lila regal. It's the specific carbon I should bring today. The specific carbon I should bring today is only one. Okay? All right. Now let's go a little further. Now the question, however, remains Rodney's question: why on Shavuos don't you lay Kriyas Ma'adim? Now your question comes in.
After the question.
First, but that's a different question. You have to know that. The first teretz is, see, that's precisely, if you don't know that, then you can't think. Let's start looking at the That's important. It's an important thing. It's not just teretz. I mean, it's everybody. He says like this. He says that in Kriyas Ma'adim, you don't lay Shavuos Kriyas Ma'adim. Why? Because the halacha is really Shavuos is different than every other Yom Tov. What is Kaveh Shavuos? Exactly. Shavuos does not have a specific kvias. The kaveah of Shavuos is the Yom Chamishim of Pesach. Right? So since the kaveah of Shavuos is the Yom Chamishim of Pesach, so that's why you don't read the kvias Ma'adim on Shavuos. Alright? Okay?
That's the second answer.
Then he has a second answer. I need a chumash. Second answer. Another reason why. That's the first reason. That reason is good enough. But he expands over. In what it called? Shavuos comes out in Sivan, but it's not specifically the day in Sivan. It's what it called. It's Chamishim. That's what the Gemara says. Hey, according to the Gemara, Pamei, Pamavav, Pamazayin. Depends on how the Ma'abra the other Chadashim. It doesn't have to come in necessarily on a specific date in Sivan. Okay? So the only reason is Kriyas Ma'adim. It's Kriyas Chodesh. That's why you have to go back. But on Yom Tov, it's besides Kriyas Chodesh. There's another kiyum in Yalav Yavuk. It's part of Kedusha Yom. Kedusha Yom. What? Yom.
What's the other kiyum?
It's the identity of the day. It's Chodesh.
Right.
Yes. Now he says what you have
second.
That's why on Shavuos you don't read from Shara Chesed, from Amar. Okay. Nice little yes. If you take a look in Emor, it says like this: Eilam Oyde Hashem Shvuos Mor Kodesh B'Chodesh Harishayin B'Arbosar L'Chodesh Pesach L'Chamisha Soyim L'Chodesh Zeh Shivas Yom Matzvei L'Bayim Rishim Mikra Kodesh Yelachem Kom Lachz Vod Lois Asim Mik Kodesh Kumis Kom Lachz Vod Lois Asim. Okay, that's Pesach, right? Next one. Let's skip the next one in Shavuos. We'll go to the next one. B'Chodesh Hashvi Bechol L'Chodesh Yelachem Shabbason Kom Lachz Vod Lois Asim Graft the Mishal Hashem. All right. So yeah, so in Pesach first it says Kom Lachz Vod Lois Asu, then Vikrafta Mishal Hashem Shavas Yomim on same thing on Rosh Hashanah that it tells you Issa Malacha, and then Vikrafta Mishal Hashem, and then again on Sukkot You have Bayamishman Kashman Wavala Sasu, and then you have the Grafton Movachev Sashem, Elmer Hashem, right? So you have the halacha of, what do you call it? Of the Grafton Mishal Hashem, after Issa Malacha. First Issa Malacha, and everyone has Issa Malacha, and then it has, after Issa Malacha, it has the Kabbalis, except for Shavuos. Shavuos is different. Shavuos Ahoyas. Usfatum Lechem Machos Hashavos, Mel Vechem Esama Tnuva. Sheva Shabbos is Tmimis Tiyan. Okay? Ad Machos Hashavos Shavos Shavos Tishbu Chamishim Yom, Vikraftem Mincho Chadosha Lor Hashem. Mimur Shvasechem Tvi Lechem Tnuva Shtayim Shnei Esronim Shtei Lechem. Vikraftem Al Lechem, the whole business. Then, Ukras and Metzam Yom Azemikah Shelechem Kamalachas Vadallah Sasu. Exactly reversed. See? First, in the other ma, then it starts off. At first, it says what? Issa Malacha, and then the Karbonis. And over here, first it says the Karbonis, and then the Issa Malacha. By Shavuos. Why? What do you see from this? You see from this that the Kedusha Sayom of Shavuos stems from the fact that it's the day that you makar Shtei Alachim. See? Oh, in the other cases, the reverse. You have the Issa Malacha, and the Issa Malacha defines the Kedusha Sayom, and then you have the Chiyuv Karbonis. But over here, it's exactly the opposite. The Shtei Alechem, the Shavuos is Mechayev and Shtei Alechem. And the day that's Mechayev and Shtei Alechem is also Aser B'Malacha. You see? Okay? So what is really Kaveh Shavuos? What's Kaveh? The Yisuri Shavuos, Yisuri Yom Shavuos? The Shtei Alechem. Okay? All right, Kabbalis. Now, if you take a look, however, at Re'ei, in Re'ei, it doesn't say that way. Shiva Shavuos Tispalach Mechacham Shavakam Techelus Pas Shiva Shavuos. You see? Vasisach Hakshav Shem Lekecha. Alright. So you see, in Re'ei, it doesn't mention anything about the, just says Shiva Shavuos Tispalach. So what really is Kaveh and Re'ei? What's Kaveh and Re'ei is the fact that it's Yom Chamishim. So you see that Shavuos has two Kaveh. There's two separate Kaveh for Shavuos. One Kaveh for Shavuos is Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem makes it renders a Shavuos. And also Shavuos is brought about by what? Is brought about by the Yom Chamishim, by Pesach, Yom Chamishim of Pesach. There's two things which establish for us. You see, two kavim which establish for us. One is the Shtei Alechem, and one is the 50th day. Right? Okay. Shavuos is established by two things. Yes?
I understand.
That on the other, on Sukkot and on Pesach, so what do you learn from? You learn from Shorei Chesev, and then you learn from Pinchas. But on Shavuos, it wouldn't do to learn from Shorei Chesev and Pinchas. Why? Because then you'd think that the only Keveah for Shavuos is Karbonis. Because Pinchas is again Karbonis. You see? Pinchas is again Karbonis. So he says, that's why they lean from Re'ei to show you both. They wanted to show you two things that are Keveah. They wanted to show you Karbonis of Keveah from Pinchas, and they wanted to show you what else? That the Keveah is the Pesach 50th day, right?
What?
Okay. Second, Karbonis and Shorei Chesev. So you'd think that the whole Kedusha Yom stems from Karbonis. You see? So that's why they lean from Re'ei, to show you that the Kedusha Yom stems from, it has a Kedusha Yom by itself. And then, what? Abikurim, and Pinchas Legis. Ubiyom Abikurim. Bakrivchem Mincho Chadosh Lord Hashem B'Shavuot Seichem. Mikra Kodesh Yelachem. So by Shavuos, it differentiates between Shavuos and every other day. In Pesach it says V'chadish Tashri Abasi Yom L'chadish Pesach Hashem. On Shavuos it says Uviyem Abikurim Brak Rivchem Mincha Chadash Hashem. So what creates Shavuos? The Mincha Chadasha. That's the Shtei Alechem, right? So yeah. So that's why Shavuos, insofar as Pinchas is concerned, Pinchas shows you that what's Kaveh in Shavuos, the Shtei Alechem is Kaveh. So if they would have just had Pinchas and they would have had the Emor, so both parshas would say that there's only one Keveah. So that's why you had to go to where? To Re'ei, to Kol HaBchor, to show you that Shavuos is Kavua, there's another Keveah for Shavuos. The Keveah that's Chamishim Yayim. Two separate Keveah. That's Chamishim Yayim is also Keveah. It's not just the Kabbalists that are Keveah. Chamishim Yayim is a Keveah. Okay? Alright? That's why they had to land that way. So there's two answers.
Okay?
The first answer is an essential answer. The second answer is an accidental answer. First answer is essential because he's saying the reason why they couldn't read from Kavis because it has no shachas to Kavis because it can't be Kaveh Shavuos. The second one is accidental. That even if I would say that you could be read from there, but there's another reason, an extraneous reason why they worked it out this way in order to teach you something else. The second one is an accidental answer. First one is an essentializer. Okay?
Yep.
All right. What concludes the shir, the essence of the shir? I mean, the whole, the essential part of the shir. Now we went into another point. See? Funny thing. You have a stam mishnah. And we always know halacha is stam mishnah, right? The halacha is like a stam mishnah. Now the stam mishnah says that on Pesach, you read Parsha Samayadis. Right? The Parsha Samayadis shall tell us kahanim. That's Shor HaChesed, right? What do we do in our Bezmanazah? What do we do? Bezmanazah, we don't do that. Bezmanazah, we read Mishru, right? The Gemara says, Amar Abaya, V'le idna nog almo l'mikri mishach tura kadesh b'kaspa psal b'madrash lach bukhra. Oh, that's a manor. Okay. Now, question is, how could Abaya go against the Stam Mishnah? That's the question. Tesis, the Kasha Tesis, there's another case where they go against Stam Mishnah. In regard to Tisha B'Av also. You see? Right? And of course, it's another Kasha on a Kasha. What's the Teretz? See? It's like this. So the Rav said that what Tesis means to say is like this. Tesis means to say that what's the Kaveya? Really, you can read different Kriyas. Different Kiyum, you can read a lot of Kriyas. But what's Kaveya the Kriya is the Minig is Kaveya the Kriya. The Minig is Kaveya the Kriya. So Taisva says, that's why Abaya says, Viho Idno. It means that the Bizman Azeh, the Minig is not that way. It's not to read that way. The Minig is Kaveya. In other words, really, when the Mishnah says, the Pesach Koirin, the Parshas Mayadeis, it doesn't mean Koirin, it means Halacha, Tzrichim Likreis. Koirin, we're Noyeg to read. That's what we're Noyeg to read in these Parshas, you see? But now Abaya says that was Bezmana Mishnah, then the Minig changed. The Minig is Kaveya. For some reason they changed the Minig. So Abaya said that we're Noyeg now differently. The Mishnah is not a halachic Mishnah that you must do it this way. Mishnah is telling you what the Minig is. What is really the Kaveya is the Minig. Okay? That's what Tesis holds. But the Rav wanted to say that he thinks there's something more over here. Because it says like this. It says in the Gemara, Abaya says, Omar Abaya, Viho Idno. Idna noig alma lemikri mashach tura. So why does Abaya say he used the word vo idna? The word vo idna, he should have said, Amar Abaya, ana noig in this way. What's the vo idna? Rav wanted this feels that the word vo idna has some importance, some specific importance here. Okay? Yeah. Alrighty. There's one thing I wanted to add. What about Shabbos? Does Shabbos have a Siddur of the Yom or not? In other words, let's say, for instance, this Shabbos is B'Shalach, right? Let's say this Shabbos is Leim Yisrael. Would you be Yetzer or not? So he says most poskim hold he wouldn't be Yetzer. So you see, Shabbos has a Siddur of the Yom or a Ninyan of the Yom. He says, well, why is Shabbos? And that's why the Gro holds, by the way, the Gro holds that you can't be Yetzer on Shabbos by calling up three psukim, seven aliyahs, three psukim. You wouldn't be Yetzer. You have to read the whole parsha. Plus he holds that Shabbos has an inyan of the Yema. That's what he holds. Shabbos has an inyan of the Yema. Sidur of the Yema. He says, why? What is the Sidur of the Yema of Shabbos? What creates the Sidur of the Yema of Shabbos? The Minig, that which the Chachmei Yisrael and Noeg were Manig, Klal Yisrael, to read the Torah. That's the Sidur of the Yema of Shabbos. See? Who is Kaveya? Who's Kaveya that? The Minig. That's an extension of Tesis. That's Tesis Shita. Tesis Hall, that's an extension of Tesis. That the Minig is Kaveya the Sidur de Yema. The Minig is Kaveya the Sidur de Yema. Of course, there are certain Gidorim to establish those Minhagim. If a crazy Minig can't establish anything, it has to be a Minig based on sense. But the actual Tvius is the Minig. That's why in Shabbos, if you read the wrong Parsha, you're not Yetzer, because Shabbos also has a Sidur de Yema. Who was Kaveya the Sidur de Yema? The Minig Yisrael was Kaveya the Sidur de Yema. That's Kaveya over there. Different? Ah, okay. Now get back to the Rosh. The rest is like this. He says, what's this voidna? Okay? And it's like this. He says, there's a big difference between Zman HaMishnah and between Zman HaGemara. What? Lamed Aleph Megillah. Zman HaMishnah and Zman HaGemara. In the Zman HaMishnah, they were kaveya the Chodesh al pi Hariyah. See? Pi Hariyah. They used to see they see the moon. Bezal pi Kaveya. Was Alpi Bezin, right? All the Mishnayos are Alpi Bezin, okay? But later, and the Rambam mentions that it was that Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, that when you have Bezin, then you kevei Alpi Bezin. When you don't have Bezin, you kevei Alpi Acheshbon. Because the Rambam says the cheshbon that we have, that we took for the calendar, was really from the Greeks. But the Rambam says that we have our own cheshbon, our own astronomical cheshbonis, from Mibnei Yisachar Anyways, that the certain cheshbonis that they had the astronomy. We had our own astronomy at Matan Torah, but that was lost. And since that was lost, so what we utilized was the Greek astronomy. See, to be kaveya the chadashim. All the chadashim that we have are based upon the Greek astronomy. Wouldn't have the Greek astronomy, wouldn't have the chadashim. So the Rambam says that was halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. Halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim was that when you have bezdin, you kaveya according to bezdin al piyuria. When there's no bezdin, so then what do? You kaveya according to the cheshbon. Which cheshbon? So originally we had our own cheshbon. We lost our cheshbon, so we take the Greek cheshbon. Any cheshbon which the Chachmei Ador decide is the correct cheshbon. See? Any cheshbon which the Chachmei Ador decide is the correct cheshbon, they use. Okay? That's halacha l'Moshe Mitzrayim. When did the change take place? When did they stop from the Ria? And they stopped being Mekadosh Alpi Bezdin, and they started Mekadosh according to the... So the Rambam says, B'mei Abaye Barava. That's what he says. That's what Rambam says in the Moshe Chesh. B'mei Abaye Barava. That's what he says. Okay? Alright? And that's what the Rav says. That's why Abaye says, V'ho'idna. V'ho'idna means, now that we're not Mekadosh the Chedosh anymore, Alpi Ariya, but we're Mekadosh the Chedosh, Alpi Cheshbon. Because that was a time in specific when the transition took place. You see? When they switched from Kviyas Bezdin Alpi Aria to Kviyas Chedosh Alpi Cheshbon. Okay. That's the question. Is, what does that have to do with it? Okay? But that would explain why. That would explain one thing. You see, what's bothering the Rav in Taisus Teretz is why should the minhag change? What's the purpose of the minhag changing? And Taisus is good. Why does the minhag change? The Mishnah had a good minhag. What's wrong with the Mishnah's minhag? See? It's good kasha. So he's looking for a criterion, something, he's looking for something substantial that will show you, that will determine it, that will show you when you should do one way, when you should do another way. So he says that's the determinant. That ibizmana Mishnah del Mekadosh Alpi Ariya. So then you relay that. That's why the landing has to change. Okay? That's a separate question. Bezdin is Mekadesh. She says, when Bezdin is Mekadesh, what kind of a performance is that? Bezdin is Mekadesh. They're bringing the three Canaan, 3, 5, 7, the whole business over there. What kind of a thing is it? It's a raw. That's sit down, Mekadesh. Bonus, when, what? It's a loch of a raw. It's a raw's Bezdin. So he says, that's a raw's Bezdin. So it's like it says, if Bezdin is Mekadesh, then it's a Ra's Bezdin. If it's Beteras a Ra's Bezdin, so then what you have to read, what you have to lane, is Hilchos HaChag. Hilchos HaChag, a Ra. Hilchos HaChag is the Psukim from Emor. Shorei Chesed, Hilchos HaChag. Because the Mekadesh was Bezdin. Since the Mekadesh was Bezdin, so now you have to read Hilchos HaChag. Halacha is a raw, right? Okay. So that's why you have to read the dinim of the Mayadim. Alright? Okay. But when Klal Yisrael was Mekadesh, so then the Inyan of the Yom is different. Then it's not anymore a raw. So even any Inyan, even other themes of the Mayad that don't have directly to do with a raw, like Mishchu Kulacham Tzayin, you know what I mean? Different. It's not specifically Harah. So, but certain ideas in regard to Klal Yisrael, Mesiras Nefesh, different ideas, philosophical ideas. So then you could lay in those ideas. All right. Okay. Slowly. What? I could have said at this point that the reason is that he said that this Kriyas Ma'adim, right? So that's only when the again, because he also Kriyas Ma'adim. No. I know I didn't say that. The rest of the reason. But then you get stuck when you get back to. That was a Ma'ad. Isn't this a nice spot? Says Tisha B'Av is a Mayed. We always say Tisha B'Av. He says, what kind of Mayed is Tisha B'Av? What kind of idea? It sounds like a crazy idea. It's thrown in there. Tisha B'Av is a Mayed. Karal, I'm Mayed. So as Allah Mayed, you don't say Tachna and Tisha B'Av. Why? He says, because the Allah is that Tisha B'Av is Nikva. Tisha B'Av is subject to Kvias. When Bezin's Kaveya of, they're being Kaveya Tisha B'Av. See? It's different than stamatinus. Stamatinus, you're not kaveh the tinus. Kaveh the chedesh, and automatically comes out that way. Chedesh, count the days. But Tisha B'Av is included in Kriyas HaChedesh. That's why it's Karolai Moyed. Moyedim are included in Kriyas HaChedesh directly. That's why I say Mekadesh Shalazman. Okay. See, there's one question still remains. In regard to the Me'adim, okay, so you say that the themes of the Me'adim change. If it's Kriyas, then it has to be Harah, because Bezim starts Harah. But if it's... But Tisha B'Av, you see, we changed also. Because instead of saying, what they used to learn? They used to learn brachas and klalos. They switched from brachas to klalos. They switched to what do you call it? What do we learn now in the Tisha B'Av? Kisei L'Banim. So they switched from they used to learn brachas and klalos. Now they switched to Kisei L'Banim. Why did they switch? He said like this. The reason is because they used to learn parshas Meraglim. Some used to say they used to learn. Why? Because Bezdin has two functions. You see? Bezdin has two functions. One function of Bezdin is to paskin Shabbos. The second function of Bezdin is to give Techacha. You see? So when Bezdin was the Mekadesh, when Bezdin was the causative agent, so either you learnt the Hilchos Achag, you see, or else it was Techacha, which was called Brachas HaKlalos, so it was Meraglim. But Bezman is either you don't have Bezdin anymore, so then you can use other themes. You sell one of the Nevonim. It's different theme altogether, okay? So what is the... Alright? Yeah. So why do we switch to Kisei L'Banim? Because there's two things in Shuvah. One is Hakaras HaChet. But the second thing in Shuvah is that you believe... The second idea implicit in Shuvah is that you believe Hakaras Baruch is Mekabel HaTshuva. Hakaras HaChet is part of the process of Shuvah. That's Techacha. But an idea implicit in Shuvah is that Hakaras Baruch is Mekabel HaTshuva, is Mechaper. So Kisei L'Banim B'nei Banim is the enunciation of the proposition that Hakaras Baruch is Mekabel HaTshuva. You see? So that's why you're learning that now. Bizman, when the Mekashah period is Techocha, Brachas Klaus. Bizman is there, he's different. He's different. Okay, that's it.